Good morning. It's I just looked at it too. It's a 9 something. AM. I think I could keep that in my brain for longer than my 14 seconds. 9:46 AM Saturday, March 17th, 2018. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. So, forgive me, listeners, for I have sinned. It's been 5 days since I recorded. It's actually been 5 days since I walked too, which is probably worse because I didn't get on the treadmill. I should have. The biggest distraction was writing. I know that's going to aggravate some of you, but no, not really. Suicide Run, book number 14, is out. The manuscript is being worked on. I got one person who's doing a combination copy continuity check for me. I've got Karen Conlon, my editor, on speed dial. She's expecting it soon. Maybe as early as next week. But in the meantime, while that book is working through its process, book 15, which is Home Run, because I need to finish this. Home Run is out, up, out, it's not out, it's up on my word processor. I have an outline. Yes, I'm outlining. I'm actually enjoying the outlining. It took me a couple days to come up with a story. My brain fog. I did a brain dump. I wrote about 3 or 4 pages of what I think the story should be, and then compressed it into a coherent narrative, and then made a spreadsheet of all of the pieces that need to happen and where in the book. So I now, when I sit down to write, I look at my outline and say, okay, what do I got to do next? And sometimes it's, okay, I didn't quite fill this idea out. I'll do another chapter on it, or I'll add to the chapter that's there. Or I'll start the next item. I'll start the next piece. And I was concerned that the first couple didn't quite make the word count that I needed for them in order to hit my target of 100,000 words, which is kind of the sweet spot for me. Going back to it again, I discovered that I need to punch this up a little bit. I need to add a little more to this. I need to explain this part of it a little bit. And so I'm up to 6,000 words in the new book. So 1/20th of the way, but still, I'm 1/20th of the way into the new book, and the last book hasn't been published yet. It's still working its way through its process. So far, the technique that I picked up at Smart Artist Summit is standing me in pretty good stead. But the downside is that between all of the chores and errands and stuff that kind of boxed me in places over the week, I didn't get out for the walk. Today is Saturday. Today, I still have stuff I need to do, but my alarm went off at 9 a.m., which is my work time alarm. It's like, whatever you're doing, put it down because you need to work. And I got everything opened up in the word processor. I got the outline, I got the manuscript, and then realized, if I start this, it's going to be 1 p.m. before I step back again. And so I really need to go out and do the walk. So I left it open on my screen, I left it open on my computer. When I get back, we'll do it. But in the meantime, I'm going to take the walk. I'm going to come out. I'm going to get some fresh air. I'm going to get my blood moving. I'm going to think a little bit about where I am in the story and where I am in the outline. I think I'm about to step forward into the next bullet point. I have 36 bullets spread across a four-act structure. I don't know if I talked about this before or not. But I split the middle act, which is usually half of the story, into two pieces. So each of the four acts is 25% of the book. And I made sure that the things that had to happen happened in the right order, in the right places, to make the story a little more coherent. And I'm seeing a difference already. I'm seeing a difference in how it all goes together. And while I really don't like the sort of prescriptive nature of this structure, I also recognize that it has a lot of value in terms of making the story do story things. And it's not set in stone. I don't have to have 25% in this act, 25% in this act, 25% in that act. So I don't have to like chop something out of this act in order to put it into that act. It doesn't work that way. It's like, okay, whatever the story requires, do that. But in the meantime, I've already found a couple places where it doesn't work. But in the meantime, you do what the story needs. And if it has to go a little, take a little jink to the left, then you take the jink to the left. If it has to like a little dodge to the right, you take the dodge to the right. So I've already found one place where, no, you know what, this isn't going to work, this little device, this little plot, subplot isn't going to work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do something else instead of the action, the story that I thought was going to happen there. I've got something else that actually works better, so I'm going to do that instead. And it works really well. I'm pleased with the direction. I'm pleased with the words. There's not enough of them, but I'm pleased with the ones that are there. And the magic happens in second draft anyway, so. I'm freezing. It's 40 degrees. It's a beautiful sunny morning. It is a lovely, lovely day. And I'm not wearing a lot of extra clothing, although I do have a sweater and a shirt. My parka. But I don't have my fleece hood. I'm not wearing my long johns. It's 40 degrees. It's probably like 42, 43 right now. But I've been walking in the shade. I'm about to make the turn eastward and into full sun again. The sun beating on my back as I was coming west was... it was hot. Unzip my parka, now I'm cold. That won't last long once I make this turn. Oh yeah, I feel that. Ooh, what a difference. Ready, sit with me. Look, post. I just started up a power saw. Wow, I can smell the wood shavings from here. He's quite a ways away. At this point, he's close to 100 feet off. But the wind is blowing just in the right direction, I guess. Because, wow, what a whiff. Smells good, don't get me wrong. I like this. I like the smell of fresh shavings, but I was surprised that I got that bigger whiff, bigger smell just on the wind from that far away. Anyway, so the new book is coming along. I'm looking forward to getting home and digging into it again. I may have to make some more food. My peanut butter toast this morning was made on Irish soda bread, which seemed appropriate, but it was way too much sugar. That's not helpful to the general schema. But maybe some oatmeal. We had eggs yesterday, so it would have to be oatmeal or toast or maybe a bagel. I need to watch a little bit of my carbs. I need to go in April. I need to go see the doctor again. In May, I'm going to Pittsburgh. Anybody happens to be in Pittsburgh and wants to get together, reach out and I can do that. At least I presume I can do that. I don't know what my schedule is going to be for... I'm flying in Monday. Meetings start Tuesday. The board meetings wind up on Thursday. CIFRACON starts on Friday, although there's not a lot going on. My presentation on social media is Saturday, and it was stacked up against Data Guy, the author earnings data guru that they had to pay an exorbitant fee to get him to come. But he's going to speak. And the expectation is he's going to fill a big room, which isn't going to leave a lot of people left over to attend any other panel in that time slot. Now, I don't really care about listening to Data Guy. I've seen his reports. I know what he does. He's not going to have anything... I don't believe he's going to have anything new. And if he does, it'll show up in his streams afterwards. So it's like... A significant number that I've had lately is that audiobooks are now being used by about 18% of the population, which is... over the tipping point. I don't know if I talked about this either. This is a problem not doing this every day. I forget what I talked about the last time. I think I was whining about people who don't understand my work, which is really feeble. And I'm sorry for anybody that I may have inadvertently insulted. I don't. Anybody. I do find it sometimes frustrating that the default assumption is that, oh, this must be a mistake. No. Well, sometimes it is, but if it's something big, like Zoya taking center stage in this last book, yeah, that's not a mistake. I get why the potential is there, but it's not a mistake. Anyway, thank you to all the beta readers who have contributed. I was really pleased that there were not common problems across readers. There wasn't one place where 4 or 5 people said, oh, this is a problem. Pretty much anybody who pointed out a problem, other than typos, there were a lot of common typos. Almost everybody pointed out something different. And there was like 30, 40 of you, I don't remember how many now. There were a lot of you. And all of you came back with, well, I didn't get this part, or I didn't get that part, or this seems a little awkward. Which is generally pretty good, because with that many people not finding the same thing, finding very little that's problematic in common with anybody else who read the book, it's about as good as I can hope for, really. So anyway, thanks to all the beta readers. I was talking about something, but now I can't remember what it was. Yeah, could have been that important. Something I thought I talked about last time, but now I can't remember what it was talking about. ADHD, hello. Oh, we're walking again. Look at this. How long has this been going on? Anyway, I heard from Dan Sawyer, Artistic Whispers, who is doing the audiobook for Ravenwood at the moment, but I've contracted for all 3 of Tamith Fairport's books to be put on Audible. Oh, that was what it was. Audible. 18%, according to the recent Pew study that I saw. Audiobooks have now been adopted by about 18% of the population, which is good. Because 16% is the tipping point where the people who are listening to, who were the early adopters of audiobooks, have all been pretty much absorbed, and we're now getting into the fat part of the bell curve. I know I've talked about this before. So getting these books back from Dan, getting these Audible books up under my own imprint, will give me a chance to see just how the market is working. And I really expect that the audio market is going to really blow up. It's going to be pretty big going forward for perhaps as much as 4 or 5 months. But I don't need to go see Data Guy to know that, because I have other sources of data that are a little bit more reliable. And Data Guy has some problems with his methodology. He knows it, he recognizes it, but he still has the foundations of an alternative narrative that the major publishers suppressing ebooks doesn't mean that ebooks are anyway a lesser market. It just means their strategy of protecting their paper goods is working for them, because they're able to say, see, we don't sell many ebooks. Of course, you don't sell any ebooks. Your goal is to not sell as many ebooks as you do paper, because the only value added proposition that they have is that we can put your books in bookstores, which I've complained about in the past, is really we can get your book in our catalog, unless they're willing to cough up promotional spacing for the bookstores, but they're not going to do that for somebody like me. They're too busy doing it for Patterson, King, and the rest. Well, I don't blame them for it, because they're going to sell a buttload of those books. At any rate, I did it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.